Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. Yeah. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Bésame. Vamos a recordarlo como la primera vez. Yeah. Tócame. Vamos a sentir la sensación que sentimos aquella vez. Aquella vez. Oh. Baby, no sé lo que me pasa. Que todos los días, mami, yo sueño contigo. Todo lo que hago, baby, es contigo. Yeah. Es que no sé si es tu boca o tu cuerpo el que me aloca. Ya como tú no existe otra.
Y es que me mata tu amor.
Así que me atrapa, es algo que no puedo aguantar, tan fácil que
dice,
no puedo controlar.
Si se trata de amor, entonces lo vemos un rato. Si no la tengo, creo que me sé contrato. Trat de mirar su retrato y trat de pasar un buen rato. Usted y yo en cariño crees, aunque no la tenga vez. Dime qué te parece, voy a tratarla como merece.
Me hace falta tanta que la vez en mi sueño cuando me caigo usted me levanta.
Welcome to Wet Wet Wednesday. That's Angelise and Yomil and El Danny right here, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. As you know, we go around the world and we bring you hot music from all over the world. That's something that I just heard that was just super, super hot, and I had to bring it to y'all. So I am DJ Imas. I'm the DJ around here on the ones and twos. We got Miss Unbelievable. Jazzy B should be checking in with us here in a little bit. So, all right, it's unbelievable. You about ready for this Wet Wet Wednesday podcast?
She's always ready. She is always ready. Chaz, always.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ready? I said, you ready? I said,
I'm about
you.
Ready. I'm trying to get there. You know what I mean?
No. You know, I can't. You know, I got to calm it down, you know. But mm-hmm. she ready. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can tell when yeah. people talk in third person, you could mm-hmm. tell they ready. She said, yep, she ready. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So, all right, so you know, people, we got some hot music for y'all to help get y'all in the mood. Let's see, we got sexy conversation. So, let's see, what are some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight that is unbelievable? What are some of the things we're going to talk about?
Okay, well, you know how people make bucket lists of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever made a bucket list? You know how I'm like, I want to go here. You know, you make bucket lists of places you want to go.
Right, right. Like, you'd be like, oh, I want to go to Hollywood, or, you know, I want to go to Paris, see the Eiffel Tower, or I want to go to Hawaii, see a volcano, those type of things, right? Or pet a lion
right.
or something like that.
Right, right. So imagine a sex position bucket list. What would that look like?
A sex position bucket list.
Yes.
Okay, okay. We're going to let that one marinate for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's not usually a question somebody asks. So, okay, okay. We're going to go with that one. I like that one. Sex position.
Bucket list.
Bucket list.
And tell me why you like, you know, give us some info on why you want that bucket list, you know, and describe it a little bit. You know, not a whole lot, but just a little bit. All right? Another one. Do you like to be chained up? Do you like to be chained?
That's a little direct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you like
very
to
direct.
Be chained up?
Chained up. I'm talking about chains. I'm not talking about, handcuffs, maybe. I'm talking about chains, baby. Chains. Lock and key chains. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And this is for the ladies and the men. Are you turned off by screamers?
That's a good question. So you mean like if a man's a screamer?
If a man's a screamer, because you know, some men. If a man's a screamer, but some women don't like, you know, some men don't like women screamers. They be like, shh, 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 calm all that down. So, are you turned off by screamers?
Hmm.
What you got for him, DJ? What you got for him?
Well, all I got is basically, what do you like done to you during lovemaking? So that's the one that I got. But I like yours, especially like with the screamer and the, you know, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, especially if people get mad when people, you know, come too early. That's a good one. I want to hear that. I want to hear the insights on that one. I want to hear the insights on that one. Let's see. I got testimony on both sides of the story. So, all right. So let's go ahead and get into some music till we set this groove and get it going, because I'm not really feeling it yet. So I'm about to try to feel it a little bit. And, you know, let's see. We're going to go with something that I know.
She want to hear you, you know, play something that's for real. Snatching off panties, pulling down draws. Come on, DJ. Let's get it.
That's how you feel?
That's how I feel.
That's how you
she feel?
Feel
that way. She do. all third party today. She do. Like, yeah. Good neighbor.
Well, I tell you this, by the end of the podcast, they going to know my name. DJ E Monster, Wet Wet Wednesday. This ain't new, but it's definitely going to get it popping.
Yeah.
And, oh, I ain't done with you yet. I got one more. We going to double it up on y'all tonight. Here's another little throwback. Wet, Wet Wednesday. Trying to get you in the mood. We got our conversation going, so hopefully it marinated. And you'll call us up and join the conversation, 563-999-3411. You got to press 1. Use your pinky finger if you're feeling sexy, though.
She's been purring like a kitten, craving your love. I've been counting on the days you've been gone a little too long. Patient, no wind's out the way they last. And now, when you come and lay between us this time. Like you, sitting right below my navel and watch what I do. That's your ass. That's my favorite angle. My legs are numb now. Your loving be giving me chills.
Ice, shake that ass just like dice, baby, you hot. And I'm Tunchy, I beat that cat. Animal cruelty, I'm calling in your man. He should be your ex. Now throw that ass back like we playing pitch and catch. Fucking right. And all you hear is what's my name, Michelle Pussy. Sweet tooth, roll tootsie. If y'all what you eat, I'm so pussy. I'm skating on that ice. I put it in her windpipe. We do it till we both exhausted. Twin pipes, pillow under her stomach. The other pillow she bites. Would you like anything? Cause I'll do anything you like. I make her freeze up. Pick her knees up. She want a maid, nigga. Watch me clean up. I know where to put it. I put it in her life. I leave that pussy smoking. Smoking like ice.
I
don't
you.
The pillow
right
underneath my back, got me up against the window.
Right,
we ain't got no shame, we going in.
He hates it when I use my hand.
He got me saying like, damn, my man knows what he's doing.
I
need
you to
the mirror up on the ceiling, got so visual, and pain ain't never felt so right.
Yeah,
it comes again, my body going numb, hot as ice can get enough.
Wednesday, Monster US Radio Podcast. This is our live show right here. Wednesday nights we play R&B music. Don't forget tonight's show has been brought to you by the book author, Miss Unbelievable. She has a book called So Let Me Speak. You can check that out at solemespeaks.com. Make sure you cop that book. She has actually, I believe she has 3 books over there right now for you to choose from and merchandise. So please make sure you participate in that, because when you support her, you support the show. Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, we bringing it back.
Yes.
We on our topics. So which one we going to jump off on first?
I want to jump off one. You know, if you like screamers.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause she will be very intrigued about a man screaming. Like, I don't know how I would react to a man screaming. I've heard a man moan. I've heard a man grunt. I've heard a man talk. But to actually scream will startle the hell out of me. I'm just going to keep it 100. But what I find is sexy as a turnoff, possibly down the road, if that's kind of like what you kept doing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, because then I don't know if you faking it just to think you get into my ego or not, or to be like, yeah, you know, y'all did it in, you know, you didn't hear me scream type situation.
Okay, well, I want to say, well, first, you're going to have to define what screaming is. You know what I mean? Because there's different levels to making noise. I mean, it's a scream like a, oh, or, you know, ah, or a whole lot.
Like,
I mean, what's the scream like?
That.
Like, I mean,
like,
a high pitch,
you know,
like a girl,
type
like
scream.
You just scared me type scream.
Yeah.
Well, you know, ain't no story like a story with a testimony. I'll be honest, I've screamed before. It wasn't no shit like that, you know what I mean? But it had been a while. That motherfucking snapping was snapping. And, you know, it just a lot of energy just released. It's like, God damn it, that type. But I don't know if, I mean, it was pretty loud. Like, ooh, damn, like, you might want to hold that down. But I wouldn't say, like, scream like I was scared in a movie. No shit. Ah! No, I don't know about that one. But I say, if you made somebody do that, though, salute. You got a sister. Because, you know, that's some pop locking. I'm just saying, that's a skill. You probably got it from the grandmama. Somebody in the family, that's just some popping that went down the line. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Like, it's got to be genetic. Like, it's just what it is. Say, like, here's an example. If you listen to the show, you heard Miss Electrifying Kim. You know, she talked about, you know, her mom's nickname was, what was it? Kitty with the something magical titties or something. She said she could actually do tricks with her breath. You know, Kim don't know it yet, but she probably could do little special tricks with her breath. You know, some things are just inherited.
Right.
Juggling, juggling, you know, oranges and shit with your breath, stuff like that. I'm just saying that's inherited. Everybody can't do that.
Right.
Everybody can't dunk. So yeah. So you know, you kind of gotta define what actually screaming is, but you said it.
Right.
Are you talking about like,
I'm talking about that high pitch, you know, like,
scream.
yes, that, because, I mean, I've had men scream before, like, not like a high pitch, but, like, let out a, like, oh, shit, like, what you trying to, now, but I must say, here's a testimony, though, After the scream went on, it was like they just like jumped up off me, like the fuck, like it was like I was like what? It was like, bitch, what the hell you just do to me? Like I you know, it was like you was the devil. I got the oh no, I ain't fucking with you type of get off me. You know what I'm saying? Like it was almost like that person ain't never screamed before or thought that, you know, they would make that many noises before. So I thought it was freaking hilarious. But a salute to me and her, you know, she was doing her job. But, yeah, it was, like, really, like, because, you know, the moans is sexy and the talking is sexy, but I don't know if I could do, like, a high-pitched scream. Like, that would be, like, I might... Am I killing you, or are you tied up somewhere, or am I pinching you, I'm hurting you in a way? Like, wouldn't find that sexy. Like, no. Do men find that high-pitched scream like that sexy?
I'm sure some do. That's probably how it all got started. But not all of them. I'll be honest. I used to when I was younger. I thought that's what it was all about. That's what it was all about. It is. So I had a girlfriend who actually, you know, sat me down and was like, look, well, that's just not real. Like, that's just not real. That's not, no, it don't make us do all that. Like, no. So don't get it wrong. You feel good. I make you get a little loud, but not all that extra. No. So
that's
when that happens, you're usually trying to encourage your ass. No, so that usually you're trying to put a cape on your ass, and hopefully you'll learn how to fly. You understand me?
That's not true.
I'm trying to encourage you
That's
to do something
true.
Greater.
No,
I didn't say.
Info.
Now this ain't for everybody. No, no. This is their situation now. Everybody
oh, that's
got
their
situation.
Oh, I was
exactly.
about to say because if
I didn't
I'm
say
screaming,
this everybody.
If I'm screaming, you hitting it right. If I'm not screaming, you averaging it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, if I ain't biting and she's trying to hold that screaming, yeah, you ain't got the mm-hmm. spots. But if I'm screaming, yeah, you hitting it right. Yeah. Unless I have to necessarily be quiet because there's like little kids around or we outside or we in the movie theater or we at the, you know, park or, you know, we somewhere out and about and I got to be quiet. We, you know, at your job site or something. I'm going to let hey, I'm a screamer slash not yeah. So
well, see,
it
a lot of
I ain't
stuff you just
head,
said
it's real.
Right. Well, a lot of that stuff you just said now sound like some stuff off that bucket list. You said if the kids is around or some other people are around, we try to keep it down. See, that sound like that bucket list. But I have to be honest, like me personally, no, I don't really like it. Like I don't really like it. Like I said, like, to me now, like I got this thing in my head, it's fake. It's not real. Mm-hmm. I can kind of tell, like if they start to get a little loud, whatever. I can kind of vibe when it's really real. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell compared to somebody doing the whole acting role, trying to
yeah.
pump you on or whatever. And I have to be honest, a lot of times when. To say, I wouldn't say all, like I said, I didn't say all the time. I said a lot of times. I should say sometimes, less than 50% of the times when men don't want you to scream. I should play a song before I get the answer to this. But, yeah, I think I'm going to play a song before I give the answer to why a lot of men don't like it when women scream.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make y'all wait. Let's see. What do I got to play for y'all? I want to play this right here because it's new. But I probably shouldn't. Let's play some independent. We ought to play some hitters, right? Let's play independent guy.
But that
oh, matter of fact
went right in. That but that one just went right in with the conversation.
Did we roll with that one?
Yeah,
okay.
She liked that
we'll
one.
We'll roll with that one.
Yeah.
This is Yummy. Y'all know what it is. JB, Monsters Radio.
Yeah.
Wait, Wednesday. I'm going to tell y'all why some men don't like screamers right after this.
Watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy. Watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yum.
I'm on my way. Two house slippers on with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, yum, yum.
Yummy. Pull all out there, that yummy. Shit, I know I got me some yummy.
Yes.
It is fucking candy nuts. Melt in your mouth,
oh,
not in your hand. I've been waiting all week to do that. That was corny as hell. I've been waiting all week. It just felt good, though.
It just felt good. All up in your mouth.
Yeah.
The yum yum, the sweet yum yum.
We bring it back. So I'm gonna let y'all know one of the main reasons why men don't like it when women scream. I know it's gonna be a shocker to you, ladies. Look, all y'all just looking like, huh? Wow.
I'm looking at
look,
you like
it's
that.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah.
I'm waiting.
It's all right.
Face all turned up and everything, y'all. It's ready. It's all turned up.
It's because I'm gonna keep it 10,000 with y'all. Don't apply to everybody. Disclaimer. It's because y'all already got some good yummy. So y'all doing all that screaming is gonna just make us bust too motherfucking fast. Oops, my bad. And don't blame me. You know, I can't help it. You over here all, the vibrations of your voice and all that, and the fact that I know you and enjoying it and just, sound like you just can't hold it. And like, I'm just really doing my motherfucking job. What else am I going to do? I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
Keep that down. Act like you don't like it. Say, it's all right. You know what I mean? Just do something like that. It'll help it prolong something. You know what I mean? Because when you get to doing all that, you motherfucker, you. See, now I got to visualize some other bullshit. You know what I mean? I got to think I'm at work. I got to visualize I'm in church or some shit like that to keep myself, my composure. Like I said, y'all already got that good, you know what I mean? Sexy ass body and shit. Nipples all looking at me. You expecting me to do too much. It is what it is. I'm just saying. But you know what?
But you can't
be mad.
Okay. Can I say this, though? Quick second. But you can't be mad. We got the good yum yum. Mm-hmm. But you got to understand, you putting it down, that means you got them long daddy strokes going on. So that means your dick ride is good. Like, that means what you got in your pants is, like, satisfying. I mean, like, for real, like, what do you expect us to do? Like, be quiet when you just hitting that spot, there, everywhere? Hell to the no. Like, you giving it to us all good. Like, it's all juicy. We hearing that sound, that smack, smack sound, too. And we like, well, shit, he done hit the spot, too. Like, what the hell you expect us to do? Nice stand up and give you applause in the midst of it? That's what we got to do. And then you go to work and you hit it some more this way, hit it some more that way. I mean, hello.
Point taken. It goes, you know, both ways. Touche. But a lot of times I think, first of all, like, when it comes to men, obviously, I mean, there's different things when it comes to just the penis, period, and how it's shaped, how an erection goes about, all those type of things. Like, there's some men that, you know, they have an orgasm or, you know, as y'all say, bust a nut, and, you know, they good. It goes down. There's some men, you know, that bust a nut and stay hard. You know what I mean? And can just keep going. So, you know, you kind of got to know the difference between the two. But I always seen it as like this. And y'all ladies can tell me what y'all think, because I know you, some of y'all be mad that they be busting too fast. But I always seen it like this. If he came early, or, you know, don't take 20, 30 minutes, you know, shit like that, he's really enjoying you. He's probably real intimate with y'all. He really likes you, loves your body. It's feeling good to him. Everything's right. Sometimes things is too right. And he comes too fast. But that's something to be saluted, mommy. Don't take that as, you know, as a disrespect. That's to be saluted. The trouble you got to figure out then is how we going to keep this going.
Yeah.
You dig? How are we going to keep this going? Right. Don't just let this motherfucker chill out and be like, oh, you ain't done, motherfucker. No, you got to keep that going. That's usually what the music's for, shit like the extra shit. But, you know,
yeah,
sometimes you got, you know, dudes that'll stroke your ass out 45 minutes. Now, I could be wrong, but to me, he's really not enjoying you too much. He's having a problem getting off, and it's just taking a long time. I know you enjoying it, y'all ladies is, because some of y'all, I'm just going to keep it 100. Y'all like a machine. Y'all find some motherfucking dick y'all like, and y'all just want to orgasm 15, 6, 30, 40, 50 times. You dig? Like, we got all that kind of energy. I didn't even eat like that today. I didn't get my juices and my fluids right today.
I'm going to have to have those lined up.
But anyway, I'm just saying. You get where I'm coming from? I mean,
I do.
Sometimes the quicker, it means it's a little more better. Sometimes the longer means it may not be that good. I mean,
you know what I found, you know, because I'm telling you, nothing like your own personal story. You know, and you guys, we are talking about, we're screamers, and we're just mixing in a couple things as well, some of the things you like. But for me, going, like, I like a quick one in the beginning so we can see what we, you know, what we're going to build up to sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. Now, when we talk about those 45, 30 minute bang out sessions, to me, I get bored somewhere because I'm like, you ain't got it. It's not a bit about me no more. I don't know if it's about what you do. I don't know what it's about, but I'll be like, after some, I'll be like, get the fuck up. You didn't get yours? I'm good. I got mine. See, I'm not one who would tell you, like, I don't know what's wrong with you. That I ain't, look. This ain't no, this, you ain't get yours, my bad, I'm sorry. It's like, if you don't get yours, then what are you waiting on? Like, oh, I thought you got yours. Okay, I did. How many times do you want me to get it? About 9, 25 times, and this ain't pleasurable, especially if it's not pleasurable. I can see if we go on 45, and it's, we, our intimacy is still going, our aggression is still going, our passion is still going, our banging is still going, there's still a vibe, and there's still a rhythm going, but if it ain't, And then I'm dry, and you just, yeah, no, you keep moving. You get up, go home. You get up, go home, because it stops being about you.
Right,
and she don't
right,
got time
right,
to play
right.
like that. She likes to have a connection. And once the disconnect is gone, it's gone. Like, get up.
Mm-hmm.
Have a snapback. Touch me somewhere else. Rub me somewhere else. Kiss me somewhere else. Lick me somewhere else. Do something.
Right. So, okay.
But don't get me wrong.
So that's
a 4-hour session is still good. Sometimes.
So, all right. What else we got? What else are we discussing tonight?
All right. You want to go with that bucket list?
Okay, let's go bucket list.
You want to go bucket list? Okay, so you know how y'all make bucket lists of things. What is your sex position bucket list? Name about three and tell me why. Tell me why. Looks like somebody pressed one, Dell.
Go ahead, jump it in.
Jump to 770 in. 770-873. Who you with?
What's happening?
Where we?
What's happening? I'm back.
How you doing?
I'm back.
Well, Wednesday.
I almost hit the float. I had to put some in my system. Can't be or working
the energy right.
On no food.
Right.
Okay. So, Jazzy B, did you hear the question?
I sure did.
Okay. So, since this is all about Jazzy, you can go first.
Okay. I think it'll be a seed. I think you had said, what is your bucket list sex position? I think that's what you had said. That's what you had said.
That's what I said. Oh, yeah, that's
okay.
What I said.
Okay.
And why?
Name a lot. My first one would be, you know, I have this, like, obsession with waterfalls and things and every stuff. And, okay. And so there's this, like, restaurant in Italy that sits up under a waterfall, like, it's in a rock, like, in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to do it in there, like.
Okay, wait, Jazzy. We're not doing bucket list of where you want to have sex at. We're doing bucket list positions. Like, okay, you want to be at that waterfall, but what bucket list position? And
I was,
like, you got to describe
wait,
it to us, too, okay?
All right. Since it's under waterfall, you know, that little stand-up position I was talking about last week. Yes, the one where I believe it was episode Belly, that little stand-up position, pinned up against the wall. See, I want to be pinned up against the rock up under the waterfall and everything like that and stuff.
Okay.
Yes, that is my bucket list sex position and place. It has to
take
place there.
It has to take place there, though. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have two more to share with us?
Yes. Let me think about this. I have two more. I know I do.
Well, we can tell who. Well, we don't have to guess who likes to get it in the shower. Okay. In the waterfall, press me up against the rock.
In the shower, in the kitchen, living room, in all the bedrooms.
Right.
On the sink counters. Legs on the shoulder, you know. Mm-hmm. That would be my other one. That would be my other one on the counter. With the legs on the shoulder and every stuff.
Yes.
What about you there, Miss? Sorry.
Okay, and my other one would be, you know, my daughter's looking in my face. I feel so ashamed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
She's trying to get some early pointers. You better put her in another room, girl. You better put her in another room.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, she had walked in and got her popcorn out of the microwave, and I just paused like, damn, I want to say this is so bad.
Right.
Okay,
oh, snap. That's me talking professional.
my other fantasy position in every step would be, you know, in a deserted park with a lake, bent over the car, you know, with my arms and stuff spread over the car and things, and every step, little doggy style position.
Okay.
That would be my one, two, three.
Okay. Well. Since she added places, I would like to be on the beach. Up underneath the cabana with my lie back with my legs raised all the way up and my ankles crossed behind the head as, you know, the intermissionary position, you know, where I can feel the ride of him hitting the clitoris and, you know, the G-spot at the same time. My second one is, this one I have to be at home because I'm going to have to take a shower afterwards. And I'm going to have to stretch beforehand. I swear, you know, you're kind of
well,
all the way over. Huh? Huh? What happened? What happened?
I said, well, damn, okay. You're going to have to do all that?
Yeah. I'm going to have to stretch.
I'm
going to
need a shower. I got to stretch.
I got to stretch.
I got
to
put
my
dog
legs.
Out that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My legs, I'm like all the way like over, and my legs is behind my ears. And it's almost like I'm like in a over, all the way over position, and he's almost like riding on top of my behind. You know what I'm talking about? So my ankles are like on the
okay.
side of my head. He squats,
mm-hmm.
like he's like squat, and he dips his penis in and out the vagina. Okay, now, as we're doing that, I would like, you see, this is why I gotta take a shower afterwards. I would like some chocolate dribbling down into my mouth, over my chest, over my breast, over that, so when he's done, he can lick it off. And I put my legs down, and he can lick it off my chest and out my breast. And then that'll take me into my third position. And I definitely don't care where we do this one. Because we could do it in the shower, on the counter, on the outside, in the garage, and I don't care. I don't care. We could do this practically anywhere. I don't really care. Is when, you know, he kind of like lifts your body up and it's like a partial bridge position. And the weight rests on my shoulders. And the partner, my guy, yes, he is in a kneeling position. So, like, he's lifting my, he's holding underneath my buttocks of my legs. And there's, like, an arch in my back. And my hands is, like, laid down. And he's just, like, in and out. Oh, my, okay, come back, come back. And then if I throw one leg up on his shoulder, ooh. It's over.
Okay. Oh, you're back now? You're back now? Because you said you came back,
I'm
and
back.
I think you got lost again.
I did. I'm back.
All right. So we could see, we could tell Jazzy likes to have sex in the shower. I'll most likely be the one to have sex in the shower. We tell you like big boys because she said eat chocolate off of me. Okay.
I don't like big boys.
Big boy,
no, I don't like big boys. No.
suck it all off of you.
You just gotta be able to pick me up. Look, big boys got some big boys got a little wee wee. So I need someone who's got a long penis who can hit it while you're picking me up and I can feel it. I don't want no penile dysfunction. I don't want a, you know, a 4, a 5. I need a 6 and above that can grow. You know.
Well, I tell you what you really want. You want a skinny guy with big boy secrets. This is what I'm talking about. Now, I'll be your therapist on this one. I know why. Because I used to hang out with, like, ladies when I was younger. Like, that's how I, like, got to know a lot about women and got to be as smooth as I am. Because I actually used to hang out with women, like, just friends. Like, just hang out with them. I listened to them talk. I would ask them questions. They would tell me certain things. But one of the reasons why they said they like big boys is because they know they wasn't as long as, the slender, athletic dude, whatever. But some of them, everyone doesn't like deep pressure, but everybody likes pressure. And that's what they say with the big boys. Bring the big boy, brings pressure. But now if you can catch that skinny guy that can still bang that pressure in there, you're going to be doing good.
He can't be too skinny because, honey, them bones against them thighs, baby, that is not the business. That shit hurts. Ooh, let me know. he got to be a skinny nigga, but he got to have a little meat on his bones because there's just them bones, baby. No, sir.
I give you that. That kind of goes both ways. I give you that because, you got to have a little, some little pushback, some little cushion, as they say, for the pushing. But,
Jazz, hold on, because, see, he's going to try not to do his 3 if we keep talking.
We're going to get him on the 3.
Because
prejudiced. When it comes to big niggas, no offense, big guys. I got some big homies, but listen, I'm prejudiced when it comes to big niggas because I can't breathe. You just all that on top of me, that just ain't work. That don't work. It don't work. And I like to be on the bottom most of the time.
I hear you. I disappear because I'm so short. I disappear. You be like, I think this is my feet.
Yeah. You know, Professor Clark, where he was on top of Jada, and she just sunk into that nigga body. That is my fear.
It happened.
Okay. That's too many roses, sir. Okay.
Don't worry, big guys. We ain't gonna judge you. We just gonna pray for you. Cause I know y'all gonna have them in their feelings right now, like, oh. I ain't scared to do mine because technically I don't have any. I don't have like a sex bucket list. When it comes to positions, I've done all positions. I mean, shit. I mean, I ain't no little young pup. but
I still think there's some positions I haven't. You know, I'm up there in age with you, and I think there's still some shit I can try I ain't did yet.
I don't know about me. I don't know. I had some freaky years. I know I'm like, I don't want to make nobody mad, but you understand what I'm saying. You know, I know I'm this Christian now.
Stop.
That's how y'all see me as this Christian now. This innocent choir boy.
Heathen.
I know that's what y'all see me as. Exactly.
A heathen.
No, I used to be a heathen. I'm not a heathen anymore. No.
You're a reformed heathen?
I'm just using it as a reference. I'm using it as a reference. You know, what you when you think of a good Christian choir boy, that's what you think of when you think of E Monster. You dig? Ain't that what y'all think? That's what y'all think, right? Like, he's just a good guy. Like, he can't do nothing wrong. Yeah, but I used to have my bad days back in the day. But, you know, sometimes we get saved. I've been saved. It took 2 or 3 times, but I've been saved.
Bullshit.
But yeah, I can't say. I can't say that I can think of anything. I can try to say something, make it sound interesting. You know, hey, do it doggy style, the back of a turtle. I don't know, shit, if that sounds interesting, but outside, I don't know. You know. But y'all stories are
okay,
very interesting.
Okay, I don't even have shoes. She's saying a turtle.
You know, okay, maybe I should have said a tortoise. Okay, a tortoise. Don't be mad.
I was just, God dang, you took it out of my mouth. Shit.
That's what your ass did now.
Damn it.
I know we have something else to talk about. What else did we have?
It's time for a drop of song, bro.
Oh, well, damn. Okay.
A panty drop. A panty drop. Go DJ. That's my DJ. Go DJ.
Okay. Here's a panty dropper. Some people don't like this guy, but I do. It's him and Dave's Loaf. It's called Red Light. Wet Wednesday. Online music with a roar. And tonight, we put some ooh-wee in it.
Baby, when you're mine, I'm a wanted red light. It ain't so crazy. I might fuck you at the red light. It ain't so crazy. I might fuck you at the red light. What you got in your cup? You looking like you want some. If you don't drink, that's no fun. You know where we come from. I can use some more love. Don't you give it up to no one.
Even though you ain't my only.
Baby, when you're mine, I'm a wanted head night.
And I'm so crazy.
I might fuck you at the red light.
And I'm so crazy.
I might fuck you at the red light.
You into me. I'm full of brown as your Hennessy. Oh girl, I'm loving your energy. I'm trying to see where you come from. I'm trying to make you the one. That pussy so good. Girl, when I go in, I swear to God that I go numb, numb. I want you to get on top of me. Talk that lingo when you talk to me. Some in it sick, but I'm feeling alright. Lie down, 20, take it to 285. I got dance on my window so they won't see when you ride.
Fuck you at the red light. I'm with you. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if y'all noticed out there, but just so you know, I know we be playing the bumps and everything, but we do not pay internet child support. So the babies y'all make during these motherfucking songs, that's on y'all. Don't be calling and talking about, hey, little baby, it's yours. No.
Baby, what are you saying?
Right. So, all right, we are dipped into the archives. So if you're listening now, this is a special part of the show, and most likely it's thank you, and don't forget to share the show. So, all right, we'll jump one more topic, and then we'll go ahead and get up out of here. So what else is we on there, Miss Unbelievable?
Would you ever get chained up? Would you get chained up?
Oh, how the fuck did you drop me?
That's the fucking Lulu.
Okay.
My ass.
I guess we didn't need a second nomination on that one.
I think
you have it.
Because I was just looking at some this little bondage kid the other day, and it come in fur in the inside, and it's blue and black, and you know that's my favorite color.
Mm.
I started to share it in our message group, but I forgot to.
Right. Well, you know what? Well, first, I want to say, you know, I guess I would have to say there's different levels to it. There's got to be. Because I've seen things from, you know, having innocent things like you're just tied up to something. You can pull them apart if you want to. You pull hard enough. I've seen some where you can't. I've seen some where it's just arms. I've seen some where it's arms and legs. I've seen some where it's arm, legs, waist. You tied to something bent over. I've seen it all the way to motherfucking hog tied to the motherfucking doorknobs. All kinds of shit. You dig? Don't judge me. Pray for me. I like videos. I mean, what type of level of tying up are we talking about here?
The one that I seen, Imam, it was the ankles, the wrists, and the waist.
Now, to me, seeing a lady in that, I'll be honest, to me, now that's kind of sexy. When you say it has like the little fur and stuff like that, like, that's some kinky little shit right there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's some kinky little shit right there. But some of the stuff I be looking at, it just be looking too far. You know what I mean? Be like, is that really supposed to be for humans?
I seen one. It had neck. It had like a thing around the neck, and I was like, whoa, that's a lot.
Right. You can't do my neck. You can do my feet. You can do my arms. You can do my waist. You can have me, you know, coming from the door in one place, you know, doing the spanking and doing the, you know, submission part. But I will not allow you to put nothing around my mouth, except maybe I may put a rag, you know, like a silk cloth in it. But no. Nothing around my neck. I am no one's dog. I can't do that one.
Yeah, I can't do the neck either, unless it's the hand, and then you got to have height requirements and dick requirements to do that.
Yeah. Now, hands, I'm cool with the hands, because it's sexy about, you know, when you put your hand and you put a little pressure, just a little pressure, like, like, girl, I'm about to fuck you up right now.
Almost, I don't know what it is about almost not breathing a little bit while you. Well, I don't know what the hell that is about, but that shit is amazing. I don't know.
See, that was going to be my next question. Like, what is it like about being tied up that, like, you know, makes it erotic for you? I think I got some ideas. You know what I mean? I'm not always right, but I think I got some ideas. But I want to hear what y'all's answers are first. I mean, what is it about being tied up that makes it erotic for y'all?
It's really the person that makes it erotic. It's how you interact with this certain person. You know, there's no limits. There's some, but not really. I've actually never been tied up before. I've tied people up, but I haven't let nobody tie me up. I know somebody that I would let tie me up, but we haven't, you know, reached that level yet.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's just the mission and the freedom. So, like, you literally let yourself freely go. Like, it is a freeing situation, like, and it's a trusting, it's a straight trusting, and to me, it's a trusting, and it's a bonding moment where, okay, I have, at this moment, you have tied me up, I've totally submitted to you, I trust you to do whatever you want to do, you know, within a, you know, a feeling of, you're about to please me the best way you know how, because now you have my full, total attention. Now you got me tied up how you want it. Now let's play. And it's like trust. It's like, okay, now we bonded on a different level of you pleasing me. But now if it don't work, I don't know if your relationship can survive. If it doesn't work.
Okay, describe, like, what you mean by doesn't work. I mean.
Okay, so what doesn't work is, like, okay, you tie me up, and, like, I'm not satisfied. Like, you don't know what the hell to do. Like, you spank me, you keep asking, are you okay? Are you okay? Does this hurt? Are you okay? Like, you're taking away the whole fun of it, worrying about if I'm okay. Just do it and have cold words like, yeah, this, you know, or just it's basically understanding her body. Like if she tense up or does something, you know, she says, yeah, go ahead, keep on doing it. But let her, like, it's like you're in control, but if you keep spoiling the mood, worrying about if this hurt, if this is that, am I doing it too? Then, yeah, you just hold.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's
out.
Why they came out. That's what Chris Hart was talking about when he said pineapples, right? When you're going too far, pineapples. honestly, I think that's kind of sexy when, you know, if somebody was to go pineapples. But I hear what you're saying. Like you said, have that. I forgot what he called it or what it's actually called. A safe word, meaning, you know, too far or something like that. You know, if it says too much, ease back a little bit. But yeah, I hear what you're saying on that. I think it's kind of like, I think you kind of summed it up a little bit. All of it. I think it's kind of more of a dominant, especially like when women like to be tied up. I think, you know, naturally, you know what I mean, the effect of the male and the female attraction is, you know, the whole, the alpha guy, the guy is strong enough, he can take care of me. You understand me? Like, he can feed for me, strong enough to protect me, that type of thing. You know what I mean? And when you allow somebody to tie you up, like, it's almost like that's what it is. You know what I mean? We don't really need to be in that era no more. You have to worry about somebody's going to protect you, all that extra stuff. You know what I mean? But it still gives that type of old animalistic presence of, oh, you know what I mean? Oh, he's stronger than me. I'm being dominated, da-da-da-da-da-da, without actually beating me up or some shit like that. But, yeah. So
it's,
I kind of think that's what it is.
It's the chase and the thrill. It's like almost like riding a roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? And the thrill of, oh my God, this is about to be amazing. He's about to be in full control. And you got all these emotions going all around you. And then it's like an ecstasy. It's like a fantasy. It's like a thrill, like, oh, he's about to get it from the back. He's about to pull me up. It's like the expectation. And you not knowing, what he's going to do next, because you can't control the situation. You have to literally lose control.
Right, right, right. And see, like me, if I had one, if I would come up with one, that might make that. That might make that bucket list thing. That might make that bucket list thing. But I would never, nowadays, I'm open to try things, kinginess, stuff like that. Like when I was younger, I wasn't into that type of stuff. I've seen that as some old crazy predatorial type shit. Oh, got somebody tied up. I seen it as like, forcefully, taking things and all that old type of stuff, but now that I'm older, things are how you look at it. And sometimes, because only time I ever really seen it was like in scary movies. Yeah, I mean, that's the only time I seen it.
Yeah.
my parents wasn't freaks like some of y'all freaks. Y'all parents are freaks. Some of y'all go in y'all parents' room, find all kinds of shit. Shit hanging from the ceiling fan. And you're like, no, that's not a face massager, baby. You might want to put that down. You'd be like, why she got all this jelly and lube in her womb? I've never, coming up younger guy, that I never really experienced that type of stuff. I mean, shit, I ain't even seen no fucking porn until I was like, shit, older. now, like I said, the bucket list, maybe. But I don't know if I would let somebody chain me up, though. I don't know. I don't know if I want to feel that vulnerable. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know. We have to have some breakaway shit. Tie me up with toilet paper.
No, that's not tying
that's what
you
I'm
up
talking about. Tie me up with toilet paper. I got to be able to rip that shit off. I don't know if I can be that.
But then you lose the fact of being vulnerable. Yeah. It is a vulnerability. It's a definitely a trust situation and a submission. So if both of you guys can do that, or, vice versa, like you that person tie you up, and then the next time you tie that person up, because it's an exchange of trust and it's an exchange of vulnerability. So if I can, you should. If you guys are on that level. If you're not on that level and it's just kinky shit all the way, then have the boundaries set and the expectations set. So one person is not looking like, oh, you can't do it to me or I do it to you. So if you decide to enter into that type of kinkiness, you got to have an understanding.
Right, right. Yeah, cause shit, I had to tell lady, look, baby, you're gonna have to chain yourself up, cause I'll fucking wrap your ass up like a fucking bundle package and shit. You can't escape like Houdini or somebody dropped in a can in a tank of water.
He's not weak.
Or some shit.
She ain't weak.
Right.
She ain't weak. You can't
like,
roll on like she's a weak.
I'm like, damn, baby, my bad. I can't even get to it. Why are you turning blue? So, yeah. But okay. So, all right, we can let that be our show for tonight. What's tomorrow? What is tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow is Karma Cafe with Miss Unbelievable's Moment. Spoken
word.
Okay,
you got your spoken word. All right, okay. The only cafe where there are no menus. But your ass will be served what you deserve. Like she was about to say, we got a who's bumping who's getting fat. She got her spoken word. And it's a night for you guys to call in and vent. Yeah.
Hood couch.
Go ahead. I'll let you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Throw it out there. Go ahead.
All right. We got a hood couch. We got our therapy. We got a therapist. We got a DJ with our music. You can come and come sit on our hood couch so you won't get 30 days. You are no longer at the water cooler. You are in either the laundry room, the bathroom, or the kitchen, or the living room, or the bedroom. Those are the places you can be. And you can call us up 7 o'clock and you can call in an event. And just listen to the therapist give you hood advice on how to woo-saw during this quarantine. Oh, and then you can call us up and tell us you got your stimulus check, and then we can tell you how to spend it.
Don't do that. I'm going to hang up on your ass. Don't call up here talking about you got a damn stimulus check. the foot. Nobody give a fuck if you got a stimulus check. I hang up on you. I ain't getting no damn stimulus check.
We gonna turn this
they need to put it in the
wait
bank.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We gonna turn this
that's
to
send
the
bank.
Send it to us. Send it to www.solomyspeaks.com. I don't fuck what he's talking about. Send it to www.solomyspeaks.com. Yeah, there you go. It's me.
Oh, my goodness. She's trying to get us all indicted for fraud. Tomorrow's Karma Cafe. Call in. Like she was trying to say, we used to give y'all stuff to talk about at the water cooler, but now that you ain't at work because of the quarantine, you could talk about it in the laundry room. So, all right, don't forget, go to monstarsradio.com. You can find more about us and what we got going on over there. We have a 24-hour stream. And don't forget, artists, you do get paid your licensing if your music is in our rotation. Enjoy your night. And if nothing else, tonight's almost over with. So tomorrow, wake up and do something monstrous. I'm up out of here. Peace.
Peace. Wow.
Don't do that. Don't do it. Y'all sound like y'all in a kennel.
Bye.